On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Is there some outdated slang that you use that like you still love that you might want to defend to this day? You know what I mean? Like you may even know it's outdated. Like in your heart and your soul, you're like, no one's used this in a long time. But like in your heart and your soul, you still love it.
It's a part of you.
If you want to defend that feverishly, you can call us or text us 410-583-1065. It's a question that was asked online. And there, I just realized after reading through this, like there's just some phrases, some words, some slang terms that like you will die, like the hill you'll die on. Like you will go to your grave using this term and you just won't let it go.
Yeah.
I'll go through the list in a second, the top five, but do you have any, Jess, that like a slang word, outdated slang word, like you just won't let go of?
I will not let go of hella.
Yeah, you love hella.
But here's the thing, though. I think hella is in a different category of not so much being outdated, but it's also kind of like where you're from.
Regionalized.
Where, I was about to say, that is so California.
Well, but it's specifically Northern California, mm-hmm. where I'm from. Where like not so much SoCal, but Northern California, all of us say hella. Yeah. We always have and we always will.
Yeah. Mm. Me, rad. I'll hold on to rad for the rest of my life.
Mm.
It was like rad. I don't even know why. And people look at me when I use like, what are you, 90s or is it 1994? And I'm like, I don't care. Rad will work for anything that is cool till the day I die. Mm-hmm. I will think if I think that something is good, I will consider it rad.
Okay.
And it doesn't bother me. Like I'll die on that hill. Like it's just something to me that I just really am passionate about. Is there a slang that you'll use, Charlotte, that, like, you know, is not even like popular to use anymore?
I love slang.
What do you use?
Okay. I will never let go of 1-800, not my problem.
Not 1-800, not my problem. Was that ever even popular? Yeah, I guess so.
To me.
1-800, not my problem. Okay.
I will never let go of iconic.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll never
let go of iconic.
Yeah.
Either.
I'll never part with, God. What was my other one?
Charlotte used a lot
epic.
Of slang.
That's one that's like, I started saying it ironically. Just said that's so fetch.
Okay, yeah, fetch is a great example. We used that so hard when Mean Girls came out.
But yeah. That's so fetch, like saying it.
Yeah. Anybody, and as I'm going through this list, I'll give you the top five of words that people just won't let go of, slang words. Is anybody still saying da bomb? It was number 12 on the list of what people said.
I don't think so.
Da bomb?
I say the bomb. I still say that's
no,
the bomb.
No.
Also, my Gotta family, go. A lot of us will be like, that's bomb or that's the bomb. We will say, but da bomb,
the bomb.
The DA, we've definitely dropped that.
Gotta go. Tight was number 8. Tight's gotta go. Like, that's tight. Had its moment. It's absolutely.
I will throw that
What's
in there.
What's going on outside right now?
I just got so distracted. I'm sorry.
Been distracted this whole time.
Are those costumes?
Yeah, somebody's wheeling costumes, like two racks of costumes.
Like my inner theater kid is
But wait,
like,
is it a yard sale?
I don't know what that was.
I'm sorry.
Y'all get focused.
Sorry.
Let me give you a few more.
I do say tight every now and then, by the way.
Bee's knees. Anybody still say bee's knees? That was 14.
No.
So weird.
I will never stop saying sick.
Sick was number 5. Let's go.
I say sick a lot.
Here goes top 5. These are the top 5 most outdated slang words that people say they will never get rid of. Sick is number 5. Mm. Number 4 is word. Like, okay, word.
I don't say word.
Number 3 is sweet. Like, sweet. Mm. Cool.
Okay.
Number 2 is stoked. I'm stoked. I'm so excited about it.
Every once in a while, I'll throw that in there.
Number 1 is gnarly.
Gnarly.
I love gnarly.
Yeah. Amber is in Colombia. Hey, Amber, good morning.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
What's the outdated slang you just won't stop using? And this is more of a phrase, but
yeah, I don't know if it's slang, but that's what she says.
That's what she said.
I can't not use it if it fits. That's what she said.
I mean,
I don't think that'll ever go away. I really don't. No, you bring up a really good one, Amber. I really don't think that'll ever go away.
I don't either. And it doesn't even feel dated to me for some reason.
No.
It doesn't feel old. It feels new. Every time you do it, it feels like it's brand new. And
it doesn't feel brand new. It just feels like something that none of us will ever let go of.
I think it's because there's always like a new iteration of it.
Yeah.
It's like a different thing each time.
It's like watching a Disney classic or something. You know
okay,
what I mean? Where
that's
it's
fair.
Like you watch it for the first time every time, you know? So, Amber, that's great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.